WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And we've got a lot that we can discuss this hour at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are going to have our Fun Friday question for you posted on our Facebook page in just a little bit. But today's Fun Friday question, again, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. I'm thinking, because we've got this story that you can see at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But we've got this story that Big Y is coming to the South Coast. If you're not familiar with Big Y, it is a family-owned supermarket. They have them... I'm trying to think of where the one was that I went to. But there's a lot of them out in like central and western Mass. But they're opening one up in Fairhaven, and they're opening up one in Dartmouth. So from, you can read this at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but the Big Y is moving into where Big Lots was here in Fairhaven, which, if you remember, we were talking about that the other day, and I said there's some extra space there that they had for lease, even when Big Lots was open. And it doesn't have an entranceway there, but there's space there. So the Big Y could actually be in a bigger space than what Big Lots had. And so that is where that one's going to be. And then the Dartmouth one is going to be in the former Christmas Tree Shop location. Now, the plan is for Fairhaven to be open by spring 2027. So you're looking at a little over a year. And then the Dartmouth one could be between spring and summer of 2027. Now, here's the catch. For at least that Dartmouth location, is you're no longer going to have two Spirit Halloweens. But really, who else has two Spirit Halloweens? Actually, believe it or not, there are a number of communities where they do have two Spirit Halloweens. I know because I made a list last year of all of the Massachusetts and Rhode Island Spirit Halloween locations. But did you need to? So you'll be down to one Spirit, I'm sure, but you'll get a Big Y out of the deal. And if you've never been to Big Y, you probably heard the commercials during Patriots games, if you listen to the Patriots on the radio. And if you are familiar with those commercials, you know some of the things that they talk about for the deals that they do. You know some of the, they're famous for their sandwiches. I guess their sandwiches are really good. I've never had one. But they're one of the top employers in Massachusetts, like ranked one of the best employers in Massachusetts. And so that'll be some great new local jobs coming your way. But I think you'll get a lot of the Stop and Shop business from Dartmouth. You might get some of the Shaw's business from Dartmouth. I don't think this is going to make people, you know, that go to Market Basket, abandon Market Baskets. Probably more in line with a Shaw's and a Stop and Shop and probably maybe more with the Shaws in terms of the prices and the offerings. But, and again, that's just in my limited experience. The few times I've been to a Big Y, I think the first time I went to the Big Y was when we did an event out, a paranormal event out in Western Mass, out in the Berkshires, actually in North Adams. And normally when we do these events, we provide food at the beginning of the event for people. We used to do a full out meal where we would cook it all up and, you know, serve people like a roast pork dinner or turkey dinner or whatever as part of it. But then we stopped working at the diner. We stopped having access to the kitchen and to the food service business. And also it was just way too much work. So we went to pizza, but I still will. I'll make a salad, like a tossed salad for people to have. We get chips and cookies and soda and water, and that's all included with people's ticket price, you know, because so many other paranormal events, you would buy the ticket for, you know, $100. And then when you get there, they'd be like, oh, you want a bottle of water? That's $2. Like, they would charge you more for this. And we're like, no, we'll just include all that. Like, we'll just take care of people when they're here. And it was a minimal investment for something that was, you know, important to people. And plus, the other side of having dinner there was you didn't have the people that showed up late. You know, the event starts at 7 and they show up at 7:45, 8:15. Oh, sorry, we were at dinner. It ran late. And then they come and they had a few drinks at dinner. And now you have to tell them, oh, I'm sorry, we can't let you go walk around in the dark because I think you might be a little bit inebriated. You know, like, and then it causes problems. So by having them eat with us, it eliminates all those issues. So it was, you know, beneficial. Anyway, so when we're out, normally I will go to like Stop and Shop, Market Basket, Trukey's, whatever, and buy the stuff, Walmart, and bring it to the event. But because this was out in Western Mass, we were staying out there for the weekend, out in the Berkshires, we had to shop locally. And the supermarket they had was the Big Y. So that was my first experience with it. And I thought it was, again, you know, comparable to like a Shaw's. It was certainly good quality stuff. So are you excited? Are you excited for the Big Y coming? And that leads me to my fun Friday question. And I know I'm opening Pandora's box here to... Well, I shouldn't say Pandora's box. I'm opening Trader Joe's box because that's what's going to happen when I post this up on the Facebook page. We're going to get a whole bunch of people that just say Trader Joe's. But my fun Friday question today is, what business do you most want to see come to the South Coast? What business do you most want to see come to the South Coast? What do we need here? What do they have other places that we don't have that you want? And it doesn't have to be a Massachusetts thing. It can be from anywhere in the country. You know, you could say, I want a In-N-Out burger here. It's not going to happen, but you can say it. But I saw the comments already from this story online and in places that's been posted. And every single comment has been, Trader Joe's. This should be Trader Joe's. Why isn't this Trader Joe's? I want Trader Joe's. And then a few mixed in. Whole Foods. I want Whole Foods. And I remind you, they would have come here already if they wanted to come here. You don't think the city councilors haven't been lobbying for those stores to come in? You don't think that the mayor hasn't been lobbying for those stores to come in? I saw, somebody sent me a rumor the other day that Chick-fil-A is coming to Fairhaven. I don't know if that's true. I have a standing correspondence with the PR people from Chick-fil-A where they send me any announcements that they have about new things that are in the works, and I haven't seen anything from them on that. So I don't know if there's any truth to that at all, if it's just somebody starting a rumor. I mean, I can also tell you they've been saying for 2 or 3 years now that Chick-fil-A was coming to, actually longer, that Chick-fil-A was coming to Wareham, and it still hasn't, so I don't think that that's true either. But the plan was supposedly that they were building it over by the new Walmart. Well, they've built like four other places since then. And now you've got a Chick-fil-A in Dartmouth. Do you need one in Fairhaven? I would say probably not. But then at the same time, you've got one in Dartmouth when you have one in Fall River. So, you know, their model was always to have a certain distance between locations. But I think now they might be moving into more of the phase of let's be everywhere the other fast food places are. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's a shift in strategy. But anyway, Big Y is coming. So 508-996-0500. I'm going to get a break in here before I take that break. We're talking about food, both shopping and fast food. And that might make you think, oh, man, I want to lose some weight. It's the holidays. I know I'm going to gain weight. I got to start getting ahead of it and start my weight loss journey now. Well, men, if that is something you're interested in doing, reach out to Dr. Jack and the team over at the Ultimate Men's Clinic. It's one of the things that they specialize in, is helping you with sustainable weight loss. Not just about gimmicks and fads, but about sustainable weight loss. And as it is Men's Health Awareness Month, the Ultimate Men's Clinic wants you to be aware of all of the services they can offer. Sexual health, mental health, and physical health as well. And you can find out about all of their services by going to theultimatemensclinic.com. And when you go to the website, you can see all the services, you can see kind of the approach that they take. And if you still need a little bit more, you can listen to Dr. Jack's podcast. It's on YouTube. It's the Ultimate Men's Project. You can check that out and see, or go back and listen to our podcasts with his appearances here and see if his approach doesn't resonate with you. You can also give them a call, 508-505-9100. That's 508-505-9100. But of course, the easiest way to find out everything is to go to theultimatemensclinic.com and start getting yourself into better health now. Don't wait until after the holidays. All right, I've got to take a break. I'm going to be back in a few moments. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back in, and if you are having folks come over for Thanksgiving, you might be having some family staying with you for Thanksgiving, and as you know, when you pile more people into the house, it puts a strain on your septic system, right? So if you are concerned about your septic system, get ahead of it. Reach out to Bass Ready. It's not just about responding to emergencies, it's about proper maintenance as well. Everything from emergency clogs, of course, but also hydro jetting and camera inspections. The expert team at Bass Ready Rooter delivers solutions the right way with honesty and respect. They've been at it for over 15 years and have become the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. There's a reason why your neighbors and experts alike recommend Bass Ready. Bass Ready Rooter. Since 1974, they always say they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. But again, make them your first call by giving them a call at 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or you can visit them online at bassready.com. B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, bassready.com. All right, we're going to be going into the Gen X Files coming up after the news. Your look at pop culture for today, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix and Restaurant, Just Another Phoenix Restaurant in Dartmouth. Then we'll continue on with our Fun Friday discussion. What businesses do we need on the South Coast? Because we are getting big Y. Fun Friday brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And if you haven't been over there to check out the new look of D's, well, this weekend will be a good time, right? You know, you're going to be stuffing your face with leftover turkey sandwiches and everything next weekend. So why not spend this weekend having some delicious D's hot dogs? But the Fun Friday question, what business do we need on the South Coast? And I mentioned before that we're going to get suggestions of Trader Joe's and Whole Foods like crazy. But one that always comes up as well, too, Golden Corral. People always mention Golden Corral when they talk about what isn't around here. And of course, we're going to get the couple of, what do they call it? Virtue signaling. We're going to get a couple of those in the comments. I'd rather have more mom and pop businesses. Yeah. So will we all. But the question is, what businesses do we want here on the South Coast? So it's okay if it's not like it's actually happening. It's okay if people say, I would want a Golden Corral to come to the South Coast. But I get that one a lot, too, because people want to, you know, they want that buffet experience that's been gone since Old Country Buffet closed up. And the nearest one is in, like, Springfield, right? I've never even been to a Golden Corral, so. Honestly, the commercials don't really make me want to go there. I'm like, oh, I wonder, if that annoying family's there. I don't want to have to sit next to them. Anyway, let's go into the news. When we come back on the other side, Gen X Files and then more with you. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Over 250 arrested by ICE in North Carolina. Mayor-elect of New York, Mom Donnie, to visit the White House and the worst cities for holiday traffic.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tampa, Florida, considered the worst spot in the country for holiday traffic. Consumer Affairs analyzed the 50 most populous areas across four metrics: hours of congestion during the holidays, miles traveled during the holidays, and fatal crashes. According to the report, Tampa saw the highest jump in congestion during the holidays, with drivers stuck in heavy traffic for about 4 hours and 24 minutes each day. Coming in right behind Tampa are Birmingham, St. Louis, Cleveland, and Phoenix, where drivers expect to sit in slow-moving traffic for over 2.5 hours per day during the holidays. Federal investigators have released a preliminary report on the crash of UPS Flight 2976 in Louisville.
The report includes still images from an airport surveillance video showing the left engine and pylon separating from the wing as the plane began to take off from runway 17R. The NTSB report says investigators found evidence of fatigue cracks in addition to areas of overstress failure on parts of the pylon that attaches the engine to the wing. There were no missed inspections or scheduled maintenance. 14 people were killed in the crash, 3 crew members and 11 people on the ground. A final report with the probable cause of the crash is not expected for at least a year. I'm Paul Miles.
More than 10 months after the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles, the first new home has been completed.
On Monday, an accessory dwelling unit in Altadena received a certificate of occupancy from L.A. County. The ADU replaced a garage that was destroyed in the Eaton fire in January. The primary house on the lot was not damaged in the fire. Several other building projects in Altadena and Pacific Palisades are expected to be completed in the coming weeks. I'm Daniel Martindale.
New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani heads to Washington today, where he will meet with President Trump.
This meeting is between two very different candidates who they voted for the same reason. They wanted a leader who would take on the cost of living crisis that makes it impossible for working people to afford living in this city.
Mamdani says despite their differences, he'll work with Trump to take on what he calls the cost of living crisis, as well as any agenda that will help New Yorkers. Trump has repeatedly bashed Mamdani, calling him a communist, and previously threatening to withhold federal funds to New York if he won the mayoral election. The U.S. economy added more jobs than expected in September.
That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics report on Thursday, which showed around 119,000 jobs were added. That's up from around 4,000 jobs lost in August. The agency also said the unemployment rate came in at around 4.4%, which is the highest it's been since October of 2021. The report comes after the government announced it will not be publishing its October jobs report due to the lengthy shutdown. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Arrests are piling up and protesters are speaking out as Border Patrol operations continue in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Department of Homeland Security says 250 people have been arrested in Charlotte since last weekend. Agents are expected to be in the city until at least tomorrow for what's being called Operation Charlotte's Web. I'm Monica Nelson.
The Florida House Select Committee on Property Taxes considering 8 ballot proposals. None of the measures will completely eliminate property taxes, but they do offer property tax relief. Committee Chairman Toby Overdorf says each of the proposals have 2 distinct points.
They have language that specifically prohibits any city or county from reducing funding for law enforcement below their current funding level. Second, they exempt school taxes.
Governor DeSantis has charged the legislature with drawing up a ballot amendment limiting property taxes so that Floridians can only fully own their homes without having to pay rent to the government. A family that is being reunited with its cat 10 years after it escaped their New Jersey home. The family says they adopted 2 cats a decade ago. One of them escaped the window of their Montclair, New Jersey home. A Good Samaritan recently found the cat, bringing it to an animal shelter and scanning the cat's microchip. The information pinged back to a family that once lived in New Jersey but now lives in the Finger Lakes of New York.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics and Nets are at the Garden tonight at 7:30. Bruins are out west in L.A. with the Kings at 10:30 and the Patriots in Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 1.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
We could have a little patchy black ice this morning, and we'll have increasing clouds through the day. We'll be staying dry, though. High temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Cloudy skies this evening, but we'll be staying dry. But showers will be arriving by dawn on Saturday. Overnight low temperatures, kind of mild in the lower 40s. Showers early tomorrow, then skies become partly sunny by afternoon. High temperatures will be right around 50 tomorrow. Partly sunny and dry for Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News meteorologist TJ Del Santo.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Be prepared.
Are you ready to get
think you know what scouting's all about? Take a look.
Be prepared.
Are you ready to get
more? Be prepared.
Are you ready to take a lead?
Scouting today is a lot more than you think. Join your local troop.
Be prepared.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. That Girl star Marlo Thomas, who went on to marry Phil Donahue, is celebrating her 88th birthday today. Actress Goldie Hawn turns 80 today. Singer and actress Lorna Luft, the daughter of Judy Garland, she's 73. Knots Landing star Nicolette Sheridan is 62. Singer Bjork turns 60 today. Baseball Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. is 56, while NFL Hall of Famer Michael Strahan turns 54. WWE stars Nikki and Brie Bella are 42. Actress Jenna Malone is 41, and Call Me Maybe singer Carly Rae Jepsen is celebrating her 40th birthday today. On this date in 1980, everyone had been asking who shot JR since the previous year's Dallas season finale. Well, the 1980 season opener aired on this date and answered that question. that people had been asking all summer and well into the fall. By the way, Sue Ellen's sister Kristen, played by Mary Crosby, is the one who shot J.R. On this date in 1981, Physical by Olivia Newton-John hit number one in the U.S. The sweaty aerobics anthem stayed at the top spot for 10 weeks, making it the biggest hit of 1981. On November 21st, 1983, a nearly 14-minute music video for Michael Jackson's Thriller premiered in Los Angeles. Directed by John Landis, the ghoulish visual paid homage to some of Hollywood's biggest horror films, including a voiceover from the genre's original star, Vincent Price. And by the way, still one of the best videos ever made, and a dance that I used to know by heart. On this date in 1987, Moni Moni by Billy Idol replaced I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany at number one in the U.S. Both songs were originally recorded in the 1960s by Tommy James and the Shondells. By the way, Tiffany will be in Swansea tomorrow night at the Venus de Milo as part of a big show. I don't think we're going to be able to get her on this morning because of some travel times, and it doesn't look like it's going to work out, but the invite is there if she wants to join us. In 1989, the law banning smoking on most U.S. domestic flights was signed by President George H.W. Bush. In 1991, an animated Aerosmith performed Walk This Way on the Flaming Moes episode of The Simpsons. The band was one of the first musical guests on the show, which has seen tons of major acts guest star in the years since. In 1992, Adam Sandler sang the Thanksgiving song on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. In 1995, DC Talk released Jesus Freak, an album that broke new ground in contemporary Christian music by blending alternative rock and hip-hop. It sold over 2 million copies and influenced artists like Lecrae, who keeps pushing those boundaries. In 1995, Dow Jones closed above 5,000 for the first time. In 2000, Backstreet Boys released their fourth album, Black and Blue. Catering to the screaming teenage girl demographic, they promoted it with an appearance on MTV's Total Request Live. The album was one of the biggest debuts in history, with initial shipments of about 6 million copies. November 21st, 2004, the Nintendo DS video game system was released. And on this date in 2017, David Cassidy passed away at the age of 67 after suffering liver and kidney failure. The Partridge Family star made headlines earlier in the year when he was diagnosed with dementia. He passed on the 47th anniversary of the Partridge Family hitting number one on the charts with I Think I Love You. That's the Gen X Files for November 21st, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards Program, which helps you save money and earn food coming back to you, but where you can also try some of their great specials like peach crumble pancakes, cranberry nut toast, and more. All right, 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. You were talking about what businesses, if you could wave a wand, should be in the South Coast. It's kind of interesting. There's only one Arby's in, like, the entire, you know, between Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and it's in Worcester. And Arby's, like, my wife, like, she loves Arby's, so we always had to make a, if we were making a trip anywhere near Worcester, we were swinging into the Arby's up there, but that's a surprise because I think it's a franchise. I'm surprised that no one can get an Arby's, you know, into either the somewhere in the South Coast like Fall River or New Bedford. But that would be good. I, you know, you mentioned In-N-Out. I mean, anyone that flies west that I know, the first place they stop is In-N-Out. There's no really good large format gas stations like they have, like a Buc-ee's. Like Buc-ee's is like a another lifestyle event. You know, you get your car washed, you can get, you know, it's got a big store in it, you know, almost like a gas station version of Cracker Barrel. And Cracker Barrel, which, you know, the closest one I think is Rentham Mall, maybe.
Yeah, Rentham, and then there's one in Rhode Island, I think. I've never been to the Rhode Island one.
Yeah. But, you know, I could easily see a Cracker Barrel again being in the South Coast with the traffic going to the Cape and, that's missing out. I mean, there's plenty of other businesses there that cover the food and everything else, but those would be, I think, especially Arby's. It's like they already support the Worcester place. I mean, they could easily support the South Coast, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Arby's last year when I was out doing a library lecture out that way. And I mean, I wasn't impressed, but I just got a roast beef sandwich. I mean, I know they have other things that are there, but I think, you know, a lot of the reason why they might have not come down this way is because we had a lot of those roast beef places back in the day. We don't have them anymore. There is no Waltz or anything like that anymore. And I'd rather see something like that makes like those North Shore beef styles. Even a Kelly's, I think, would be something that could do well down here.
Oh, yeah. Arby's just added a whole solid steak lineup. So they have these cups that have steak nuggets in them, and it's real steak versus like the sliced ham or beef or whatever. And it's fun and good, and you know it's fast food,
I got dragged on social media for that. For that Arby's steak nuggets thing, because they posted it up and I shared it and I said, does Arby's think that they just invented steak tips? Like steak tips have been around forever. And then everybody was reminding me, I didn't know. Everybody was telling me that steak tips are a New England thing, that outside of New England, people don't eat steak tips. That blew my mind.
No, that's not true. I've traveled around the world and there's steak tips everywhere.
That's what I would think. Right.
They call them different things though. So, okay. You know, I mean, like, if you heard steak tartare, you would think, oh, that sounds really good, but you don't realize it's raw hamburger.
Right.
They steak tips are everywhere.
All right, so, that makes me feel better. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good day.
You as well. All right, 508-996-0500. That is the question that we're asking today is... our Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, because we're getting Big Y coming to Fairhaven and Dartmouth. You can read about it at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. So today's Fun Friday question is, what business would you like to see come to the South Coast? And we got a message from Joe even before that call who says, I'll take an Arby's. They have the meats. And we also got some responses on our Facebook page as well. Give me a second here. I'm just going to do a refresh. We have Walter who says, I would love it if we got a Vietnamese place in town. And so I think people get confused with that. Like a lot of people will be like, oh, we have places like that around, but they're talking about Thai places. Not the same. You know, Walter's point is a good one. We would do well, I think, with a Vietnamese place around here. The nearest one that I'm aware of is Stir Crazy on MacArthur Boulevard, or is it Boulevard? Yeah, MacArthur Boulevard and Bourne, MacArthur Drive. Anyway, you know, as you're heading from Bourne to Falmouth, Bopa's Stir Crazy, great restaurant. Food is amazing there. And it is Vietnamese cuisine, authentic Vietnamese cuisine. In fact, when Kate Robinson was here, because Kate had lived in Vietnam and then she went back to Vietnam, that's why she's not here anymore. She was looking for Vietnamese food, and I know that she went there and loved it, thought it was very authentic. And we had a place next door here, that the bubble tea place, the woman was Vietnamese and could make Vietnamese dishes, but it looks like she's not there anymore. I haven't found out what's going on there yet. We're going to take a call in a second. Hang on. I got to get a break in. Let me do that. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
All right, welcome back in. Our Fun Friday question today brought to you by D's Hot Dogs is, what business do you most want to see come to the South Coast? Now that we know that Big Y is coming, what business do you most want to see come to the South Coast? Barb says Dairy Queen, not Dairy Chief, Dairy Queen. And I will back that up, Barb, by also saying not only Dairy Queen, but also the Dairy Queen with the DQ grill. So that, you know, when I see the commercial for the food, I want to be able to go get the food, not have to drive to Foxborough because I want to try some burger they're advertising. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Happy Friday.
To you as well.
Thank you. Hey, Dairy Queen, there's one in Brockton.
There's one in Middleborough, too.
Yeah, you don't got to go all the way.
No, but they don't. They don't have the grill. They just they're just the ice cream.
Oh, the one in Blackton doesn't have the grill?
No, it doesn't have the food. It's just the ice cream.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. You know what's funny is yesterday when you were talking about Big Lots, I was going to call and say, don't worry, there's going to be a Big Y. And sure enough, today you're saying it's going to be a Big Y.
Yeah, I mean, I think we willed it into existence.
Yeah, well, it's going to be kind of interesting how well they do up against Market Basket. It'll be fun for our shoppers anyways, that's for sure. As far as restaurants, Tim, I can't think of near one. And Arby's, I hate to say this to all you Arby lovers, I can't stand their sandwiches. The last time I had one was at the Arby's up in Saugus on Route 1. I think it was Saugus, definitely on Route 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to call it hamburger meat. That roast beef was just weird tasting. It had a rubbery, thick texture. I was like, wow, it's not like it used to be. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe they've upgraded themselves.
I mean, I can tell you from my experience last year, they have not. It was not very good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I just got roast beef on cheese, and it was so salty and dry and overcooked.
Yeah, I think that roast beef is so processed. It's just like, yeah, no.
But you know who had good roast beef? Roy Rogers.
We don't have any Roy Rogers.
No, they were in Northern Mass, and you know, you'd get them along the highway, but there's none around anymore. But Roy Rogers had the best roast beef for a fast food place.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Wow, they went. Oh my God, they went belly up, huh?
I mean, for me, I'd much rather have a small independent place that does roast beef like they have all over the North Shore. I want one of those with the big, you know, the big three-way with the really rare roast beef, and it's very thinly sliced, and the James River sauce and the toasted, like, that's what I want. I don't want a fast food roast beef.
Oh my God, you're making me so hungry for this. It's one of my favorite things. Prime rib with hot sauce. If I could have a sandwich as good as a big old prime rib and just dip it in the sauce. And, oh my God.
I would recommend it over at Mike's then.
That's where you go when you get your hair cut?
No, that's in Wareham. That's Pizza Boy. For just a regular roast beef sandwich? No. If you want a nice French dip sandwich, like the prime, but with prime rib that you can dip into the au jus, they do that over at Mike's.
Mike's? And it's Mike?
In Fairhaven on Route 6.
Oh wow! Okay, thank you.
And it's super cheap. You can get the sandwich, like they do like a half sandwich at lunch for like $8.
Oh, you're kidding me! That is like what?
I don't know if they've reopened yet from their makeover, but I would definitely give them a call.
Oh, they're the one in the app that was wrote up about that they're doing the makeover. I got to put that in the forefront of my brain. That is something I've been craving wicked bad. And you know what? Speaking of Wareham, you know, you had that article, and I've got to go there. Rod and Reel, I want that Thanksgiving sandwich in that. Oh my God, that bread. Like, what is that? Like a big, huge roll?
I don't remember. I read the story, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh my God, it's got all the Thanksgiving stuff inside of it. And it looks like real turkey meat. And they only do it this time of the year. And I'm like, wow, I'm going to go to the Rod and Reel. I never even knew there was a Rod and Reel. And it looks like a fun place, just, you know, kind of like a pub style type of place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in Buzz's Bay, so I got to find that. I never even knew it existed.
Well, if you
when I read that story, I was like, oh, I'm going there to try that.
Well, if you go, let us know what you think. I got to hold you there because I got to get a break in here.
And I just want to say, you can hug a hippo, baby hippos. I am going to do that this weekend. I'm going to call them and make an appointment. Can you imagine hugging a baby hippo, Tim?
I mean,
it is on your story.
I'm sure that's how everybody feels when they hug me, so.
Know what? I hope everybody goes.
Like, it's just like hugging a baby hippo.
It's only $10, Tim. Only $10. And it's in Fairhaven, apparently, this place. They have baby hippos now. You can hug them for $10.
You have a good time.
Yeah, so hippo hugs for everybody. No, hippo-roo. Have a hippo-roo of a weekend, everybody.
There you go. You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got to get this break in. We will be right back.